Did you see Batman's dick?
Yeah, we saw it this morning.
Coming at you live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Robot Charles Show, starring Robot Charles.
Just hello, I'm Robot Charles.
Hi, Robot Charles. welcome to You Guys and No Fun, episode 49. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Lorenzo. And obviously Robot and Charles.
Obviously Robot Charles. Charles. Robot Charles is calling in, because I'll just say it was traffic.
Yeah, I'm actually your new foreign correspondent.
He's coming at us live from Fallujah.
That's right.
How's it going over there, Charles?
It's okay. The Arab Spring is somehow still the longest spring in all of mankind history.
You know what?
And, yeah.
I should have said you were in one of those flood zones down in North Carolina where people were just, like, standing in riverbeds pretending there was 4 feet of water.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Where he's standing there. Can you feel these winds? And the guys are just walking normal right
behind
him.
Did you see Anderson Cooper standing in a creek bed?
No.
Yeah, he was, like, up to his waist in water. It was fucking awesome.
This is a flood of the century.
Yeah, it's just like...
No, hold on.
Yeah.
First of all, did you watch his deposition on that?
No.
That picture is from a flood in 96. That's not even
oh,
from
really?
Now. Yeah, that's oh, just Fox News and these other right-wing idiots going fucking crazy.
Damn it.
With an image that isn't even from...
I wanted it to be real.
...the current hurricane.
No, I just saw the news reporter where he's like...
The guy with the
wind
and the guys walking behind
well,
him.
That was ridiculous. Yeah.
It's just, real windy out here. It's
but
got guys in t-shirts.
He claimed he was standing on wet grass and so it was they were walking on pavement, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
There's still a bunch of water down. It's
hey,
not like
who cares? Mainstream media is a lie. You get all your news from this show.
There okay. you go.
This is the real news that you need to hear.
This is the only source you should trust.
Yeah. Everyone else is garbage. We are the truth.
Robot
we are the
Charles
way.
Cannot tell a lie.
He's not programmed.
Right, not programmed.
That's right. It's against his programming. That breaks rule what 3 or 4 or something, right?
It's a special rule. It's rule.
You can't tell a lie, and you can't chop down a cherry tree or something. All right.
Yeah, and I can't harm OCP personnel.
So, how do we start this show? I don't even remember. It's been so long since I've been on
Charles.
It. We do, what have you been up to? Is that what we do?
Yeah Charles. Charles,
yeah.
What have you been up to?
I'm still playing a shit ton of Destiny.
Density?
Destiny.
Density.
Destiny. Yeah, okay. You can call it Density.
Propensity?
Propensity. I'm Charles, and I play Density.
So is that a new ad read for the game?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's pretty good, man. It's really, 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 really addictive.
I feel like we're interviewing him. Feels like an interview.
I should get the free one on Plus.
You should. You only got several days left.
Rumor has it Diablo 3 will be free next month.
Yeah, Neon.
Dude, yeah. Diablo on console just doesn't feel right.
I agree.
What? No, that's the best way to play.
No, dude. PC.
Disagree.
PC. That, honestly, I almost always play with a controller on my computer. That's one of the few games I have to do mouse and keyboard. I have to.
Click and point. Point and click.
Point and click.
I don't know, man.
It just feels wrong.
Like, I get it. I mean, that's the original way to play it. But fuck, man. It's so good.
You don't know shit, console peasant.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are we already jumping into that war? Jesus.
PC Master Race.
That's right.
With a controller.
Forever.
With a controller.
Keyboards for typing. So you're playing Destiny. Anything else? You reading any good comic books lately?
Not it's been a while, man. I'm actually just waiting for some shit to come out. I might pick up the new Fantastic Four series. That's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
The movies have made Fantastic Four such a fucking joke that I can't even take it seriously anymore.
No, they had a good stretch like 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago, where they were really, really good. Like, it was maybe one of the best comics that Marvel was putting out.
Really?
And then they canceled it.
This is really good. We should stop.
Well,
too good.
Allegedly, they canceled it because they really wanted the Fantastic Four back from Fox.
Yeah.
And they were like, fuck it, we're not going to promote this shit, so fuck this comic book too.
That's kind of what I envisioned was their reasoning.
Wow.
Like, we don't want to give Fox an opportunity to make money off our shit.
To ruin it again and right? again and exactly. again. Let's reboot it one more time. Third time's the charm.
Well, yeah. Well. I mean, they've done it before. Like, for a while there, they weren't allowing any writers to create new X-Men characters just because they knew the rights would go to Fox.
Oh, yeah. So you create a cool, like, a badass mutant, and then just, like, it ends up in X-Men 4 or Cyclops Cries Harder.
Right? Pretty much.
The return of Cyclops.
Oh. Well, did you see that they said that Kevin Feige was going to take over the X-Men movies?
No.
Yeah, I did see that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man.
Well, we'll see.
Who's going to take
know.
Over it?
Who's going to take
Kevin
over?
Kevin Feige. He's the guy in charge of all of Marvel.
Yeah,
movies.
All of MCU.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, they should. I mean, they should finally bring X-Men, obviously, into the MCU.
They really need to. I mean, those movies are usually... I'd say 98% to 99% of them are.
Let's get Wolverine
very good quality
to fight Thanos.
And then, yeah,
who?
Wolverine.
Oh yeah.
And then Logan was really good, but it was still set in that X-Men universe.
Mm-hmm.
The first X-Men movie I liked, but then there was those movies in between. It was like the first one was good, and the last one from that universe was good, and then everything in between was just like, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, meh. Yeah, whatever. I agree.
Yeah,
they
got a pretty low batting average, man. Days of Future Past is good. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like the younger X-Men stuff, but like X-Men 2, X-Men 3, Wolverine Origins, or X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, man.
Those were all,
so
yeah,
bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, just the solo Wolverine movies weren't that good, except for Logan. And then, like, just everything in between
what
was just
like... What are
you
talking about, dude? X-Men Origins was amazing.
Was it?
That origin film, Wolverine, X-Men Origins.
So good. With Deadpool had his mouth sewn shut.
That's right.
So good.
And swords for hands.
The character famous for talking shit had his mouth sewn shut.
The Merc with no mouth.
The Merc with no mouth. Really, that's his nickname.
It's secretly just a Baraka origin story.
Baraka. He had hand blades and everything. It was awesome.
He could teleport for some reason.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Stupid shit.
Now that's all I'm going to imagine. It's him there. It's Baraka doing his fucking...
with his fucking hand blades.
With this, jump into me. Just into me.
Go ahead. Come at me, bro. Although he couldn't say that. Hit stop and write a note that says, come at me, bro. Throw it across and then do it. Because he doesn't have a mouth.
Right.
Yeah. Stupid. Right. Stupid. All right. Lorenzo.
You had to sign it.
Lorenzo, what have you been up to? I want to know about you. I mean, you're really the interesting one here.
I've been... playing video games. I watched
ouch,
The Nun.
You watched what?
Was The Nun.
The Nun. Oh, the horror movie.
I heard that was not good.
It was awful. Yeah. It was so bad.
Damn, it was promoted so heavily on Facebook, too.
Yeah, I know. It was so bad. I mean, like, I'm always down to go see movies. And I was like, you know, it can't be that bad. Because all the other ones were like, they were okay. And then I went in there and I was like, God, when is this going to fucking end?
I was
ready to go.
I usually judge a movie's value by how hard I see it pushed on social media. So if it's pushed really hard, that means it fucking sucks. Because like, we need to get people out there opening weekend or no one is going to watch this fucking movie. Because they're going to hear from their friends how bad it was and they're never going to go.
Right.
So like, yeah, just shove it in your fucking face before
the
movie
comes
out.
I mean, you see all these ones now, like all the Marvel movies or Star Wars.
I never see that. I never see like ads for it. I see people talking about it, but I never see like ads for it.
No, I see
like,
them all
you don't
the time.
You don't need to make ads for movies like that.
No, you don't, but I mean they do push them pretty hard. Like the whole new Captain Marvel thing. I mean, it's coming out pretty
I honestly haven't seen besides watching the trailer, which you guys made me watch.
I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil it for me. Please.
I'll spoil it for you.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah, you're not missing a whole lot.
It's a 2-minute fart noise.
What is
Captain Marvel trailer.
Oh.
But it's just like when you see it push that hard, like The Nun is like a smaller.
Right.
It's not like a big studio thing. And when it's pushed that fucking hard by a smaller studio putting out a movie, I'm just like, I don't know, man.
I'm looking forward to the Captain Marvel movie.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to a better trailer.
I wasn't impressed with the trailer, but I still want to see the movie.
Yeah.
I just like how they keep putting up pictures of her face of her not smiling through like anything. And like they're just like, come on, man, just smile once. Like,
bro, being a superhero is serious business.
Is it?
What is her name? Like Kara or Christy or
Captain America doesn't smile.
Captain.
Yeah, man.
gangsters don't smile.
Look at your shirt. Look at your shirt right now. It's not smiling.
He is not smiling.
Very serious right here. He's
very serious. All business. It's hard not to smile when you have wings on your hat.
I don't know. I would be pretty embarrassed if I had wings on my hat.
I'd be like, look at this. It's hilarious. My hat flies. Wait, can you fly? No.
No.
Why do you have wings on your hat?
Well, my hat can fly.
Oh, yeah. Independent of you?
My head detaches and flies around.
I have to catch up to It's like the King of Thieves in Legend of Zelda. Like, the costume just falls off and the head floats around the room.
What was that game where you were like a head and you could fly around and you pull the head off of robots and then you could attach and control the robot?
I think you just made up a video game.
I didn't. I played it.
I'm guessing it was on Sega.
It sounds familiar.
No, it was on PC.
It sounds familiar. But you could get multiple heads, right? Like different heads.
Dynamite what?
Dynamite Heady?
Dynamite Heady?
No.
Was it called Heady?
That sounds like a character on Blazing Saddles.
No. But the purpose of that was that you were the same puppet, but you changed your head.
Ah. I don't know.
It's actually really fucking good.
None of these games sound interesting to me. I don't want to be ahead.
Can't remember the name of the game.
No. I can't either.
That's all right. We'll tweet about it later.
We'll move on.
What else have you been up to? Besides watching bad horror movies?
Not much, man. I watched a few things on Netflix. What was the other one? Atypical. That show's pretty funny. And then I started BoJack Horseman. Yeah. It's on,
That's still on?
Fifth season or something like that. I can't get into the season for some odd reason.
Yeah.
People love that show.
I fell off after season two. I was just like, this isn't entertaining.
It's kind of depressing.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's depressing. Yeah. And I think that's why I kind of like, sometimes I get the humor out of it, but then the other times I'm like, man, this is just straight depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's a hit or miss.
And a lot of the voice acting irritated the shit out of me. Like the cat, his agent or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I fucking hate that woman's voice.
Oh, really?
So annoying.
All right. Chester, what do you got going on in your life?
Let's see. I went and saw Christopher Robin last night.
Like, for real?
Yeah. Wow.
Did you take a child?
Found one.
No, I was going to say, from the theater.
Oh, then yes. Yes, I did. No, Pooh Bear is one of my all-time favorites.
Huh.
So I figured it would be a fun bit of nostalgia.
How did it play out for you?
It's kind of slow moving, but I did get some joy out of it. Hmm. Some nostalgic joy. But again, I was sitting there and going like, this is kind of a nostalgic circle jerk. But Eeyore was pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always
speaking
been that
of
way.
Depressing,
right?
right. That Eeyore, always the life of the party.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. Other than that, have not been up to much.
Pathetic.
So Ryan, what have you been up to?
I'm wearing these sweet motorcycle boots. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, it's weird having like anything touch above my ankle because I haven't worn
define sweet. Combat.
Sweet. My leg might not get ripped off on a motorcycle crash.
Do these go all the way up to the knee?
Yeah, they're my
I'm just curious.
The stripper
if
boots.
If they're going to keep your leg from being ripped off, I would imagine they'd have to go all the way.
Yeah, the stripper boots, man. That's what
or,
I do.
Or mid-thigh, maybe?
By the way, I didn't tell you at work today, but I put in my notice. I'm working at Dick's Cabaret now.
Nice.
Dancing in these go-go boots.
The only reason why I got the bike so I could just roll up to work with my assless chaps and these boots and just walk right in.
Just a sweaty ass print on the bike.
Just swinging.
I broke into the DLC that I bought last weekend. You guys gave me shit for not playing because I bought it literally hours before we recorded. It's more Assassin's Creed. I feel like a lot of you have the forts where the Romans are. I feel like the bigger forts are even bigger. You know, you like spend like an hour trying to kill everyone in a fort. Like, there's a lot of fucking dudes in these forts. which is cool because that's one of my favorite part is taking over the forts because there's just so many people to stab. Just so many. And some of the like the centurions in there, the big guys, like the captains and the commanders, they, you know, like you can take a lot of headshots in there. I can kill almost every single person in a base with a headshot. And then with those guys, like you'd put your arrow on them and it takes away like 128th of their health. You're like, fuck, I'm not to fight this dude like on the ground.
Did you take out all the I can't remember what they're called, but like the guys that actually hunt you?
Yeah. In the DLC or the original?
Oh, the original.
Yeah.
Okay, you completed the
original. Falakis.
That's right.
Yeah, there's new ones. They're called the shit. I can't remember. Something of the Scarab. Shadow of the Scarab. Is it Shadow of the Scarab, I think? Anyways, yeah. There's a whole story behind that, too. I took the guards. They were just like Falakis. They were easy to take out. Well, not easy, but...
Once you leveled up.
A little challenging. Well, everyone, when you do a new game plus, everyone's at or above your level. So, and then your level goes up above 40 now.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm fighting dudes like level 51 or level 50, and I'm like 49. I'm like, fuck, man, this is going to be a good fight. Yeah, the dudes, when you have to fight on the ground, like, get in there, you better fucking learn how to dodge and roll, man, because they're going to fuck you up. Because I always try to go in, like, all guns blazing, and boy. I get my fucking ass kicked. Like, I sneak around, but when it's time to get on the ground, I just run in. Just fucking all wild. Just like, throwing my hands in the air like a crazy person. Like, I'm over here, guys. I get my fucking ass whooped. So, you got to pay attention.
You ever do the thing where you, like, poison a corpse and then put it on a horse and send the horse into the base?
You can send a horse in?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
You can, like, slap its butt or something and it'll take off and it'll run through the fort.
That's hilarious.
Poisoning everybody.
I want to do that.
Or you can, if you put a poisoned corpse into like upstream from people that are near water, it'll float by them and poison them. Like there's some cool shit you can do that you wouldn't think of normally.
No, I mean, I've like poisoned bodies and dumped them down on the ground, but I didn't know you could throw them on horses. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that.
Just, the only reason I know that is because I always look at what the trophies or achievements are, and there's always shit that I'm like, I would never think of doing that, but now I have to, because that's awesome, and I want that achievement.
Right, and I'm like the kind of motherfucker that will just sit there and hide in a bush.
Yeah.
And all the people that are poisoned, I'll just wait and watch them die.
Right, I like to do that too.
Just stand, oh, he's poisoned.
Poison like one guy and just watches. Oh, he's going to die. Everyone else goes, hey, what's that corpse doing over there? And then he walks up and just... Some other guy comes by, what's those corpse doing over there?
There's so many bodies that died from vomiting, we should go near them.
Right? Because that's obviously what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, just go check on it. Like, hey, buddy, are you okay? No, no, you're vomiting.
Ooh. Yep, that tastes like vomit.
There's a spleen hanging right out your mouth. Well, he's dead. Oh, God, now I'm going to die.
Let's drink some bad beers.
Yeah, let's drink our bad beers.
Charles, you got a bad beer over there?
I'm beerless for the time being.
What the fuck?
Beerless? You're in your own domicile. Why do you not even have... You don't even have a beer?
You got any kind of drink?
Are you Mormon now? Oh, never mind. No. You can't be Mormon.
I'm black.
They don't like robots.
Is that what it is? Like
speciest.
Robots. Mormons hate robots. That's right.
Oh, no, but all I have is hot beer because I just got home.
That sounds like a bad beer. Drink one.
I drank a hot beer the other night.
I'm not doing that shit.
I drank two hot Coors Lights that I just apparently got drunk and I just like planned on drinking them and then I set them down throughout the house and forgot about them. And then I found them the next day. I'm like, well, I'm drinking this.
While drinking this.
Because I'm a real scumbag. God. God damn it.
All right, that's Ryan. Awful, this one I'm guessing is for you.
While you guys are doing that, I'll make myself a drink.
There great. This might be one of the worst beers I've ever had in my life just because of what it is. It's Anderson Valley Brewing Chai Solstice with natural flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't mean shit. Natural flavors. Dirt is a natural flavor.
Is there any kind of description or just
nah, man.
Chai
it
Solstice?
Just says chai.
When I looked at this thing, I looked all over the can to see if there was like any description or anything. No, it just says chai. That's it. Chai Solstice.
Does this say Ballhornen? Ball? B-A-H-L? Is that what that says?
They all say that on it.
Ballhornen.
Yeah,
what
Ball
the fuck?
It's a Valley Bottle system.
What does that mean?
I have no clue.
All right, someone Google that for me while I drink this. Oh my god, I'm honestly like scared to drink this because I fucking hate chai so much.
So, interesting fact. Chai in India means tea. So if you order a chai tea in India, you're a fucking idiot.
Can I get a tea?
Can I get tea? Chester want tea. Chester want tea.
Did you drink a lot of chai tea over there?
No, I'm not a fan.
It's so gross.
They actually call it masala tea.
This smells so fucking bad.
Or masala chai, I should say. How's it taste? You got goosebumps yet? Boy, you took a long pull off of that.
Jesus Christ.
That sound gave me goosebumps.
It sounded like he was deep going through something.
Pretty good.
Ooh. All right.
Not bad.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
I would recommend this beer to anybody.
Okay. Those of us who were alive in the 80s, which is us, will remember their moms probably buying like potpourri and putting it in like a tea kettle or something and making the house smell like shit. I imagine that's like drinking the shit out of the tea kettle. It's so fucking bad. Like, I saw a documentary once about how Native Americans couldn't get alcohol on the reservation, so they would drink Lysol. I imagine that's what drinking Lysol tastes like.
I think I tried this last night at Mellow Mushroom.
It's fucking bad.
There was some chai beer.
My right eye is seriously watering.
And this girl was drinking one, and I was like, I want to taste this. Oh, God, this is awful. Why are you drinking this?
It's so fucking bad.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It tastes like cold fermented chai tea.
And I mean,
it has that very.
And I fucking hate chai tea. So good job there, Anderson Valley, for making your beer taste like something I absolutely fucking hate.
I don't hate it, but it's definitely better hot. Not that beer would be.
Should I have
hot.
Let this warm up a little bit?
God. Can you microwave that? Microwave that beer?
Oh, that is
so
disgusting. Fucking bad.
Oh.
I need an adult.
Seriously, that's what it like. Exactly how you described it is that
we've
how
done
tastes.
This
like the potpourri thing, have we?
Yeah, I'm gonna give him his and go get a different one because we've done Black O' Lantern.
Have we?
Pumpkin Stout. Yes, we absolutely have.
It sounds so bad. We should really
is it bad? Because if it's not bad, I'll drink it.
No, it's
you can
terrible.
Drink it after the show. You have to drink Cholo Stout. let me read the description here before I go grab another.
You have to read it in Cheech voice, though.
Yo, this stout is all sick, Holmes. It rides low and slow with a dark blend of roasted malts and bounces high with a pop of bright Pacific Northwest hops, eh?
Simon Carnal.
I've had this one before.
Odale.
We haven't had it on the show because that's fucking hilarious.
So why is this the only can that has like a lean to it?
I think they did that on purpose, dude. Did they do that on purpose?
I don't know.
It's great, dude. It's got three-wheel motion. It's because it's got that lowrider on it. Look at it. Popping hydros,
I feel like
bro.
You're playing lowrider while you're drinking.
There. I don't want to get copyright infringements, so we'll do that.
Oh, this doesn't even smell good.
Does it smell like an Impala? Yeah. it smells like burning oil.
Just the burning oil. That's what it smells like. No, it does not smell good at all. Let's see.
Chester, like were all of the cans wobbly? Because I feel like they did that on purpose.
I don't
look at. Look at this. Do 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 do.
It's got botulism.
No. It's definitely a fucking Orale. Stout, but
it totally.
That is so fucking gross.
It's got three wheel motion.
What do they call it when the car has the?
It smells really
the
hoppy.
Hydros, yeah.
The hydros,
yeah,
really hoppy for
hydraulics.
Oh my god, that's not. Mm-mm, I can't.
I didn't notice it doing that at the.
That's
store.
Not bad. You know what? It's not bad. It tastes like a. It tastes like a black IPA. It's not really a stout. There's a lot of hops in there.
Yeah. I can't. I'm not a big fan.
That's a black IPA, man.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's like on the border between IPA and stout.
On the border. I see what you did there.
It was not intended.
I'm on the border.
We've been living in Arizona too long. Build that wall.
Hey, don't disturb my.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't bang on the table. I might.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I just like the name.
Yeah, it's funny.
Cholo Stout. All
right, so what I got here is called Say When IPA, with tasting notes of gooseberry pie.
Just burped that mixed with my chai.
Gross.
Oh,
here.
Terrible.
So this has tasting notes of gooseberry pie, passion fruit, meringue, and tea leaf.
I hope it's chai tea.
God, it sounds awful.
It's not chai tea. It's Marsala chai.
It's an IPA, oh, so sorry, it might not be bad.
You know what? Honestly, it sounds refreshing as fuck. I gotta be honest with you.
Oh, that's not bad, no.
God damn it. Because it sounds super refreshing. Okay, Lorenzo, you win this week. Congratulations. We're all very proud of you because this is, I don't even know if I can finish this in an hour. This is bad.
I don't taste tea leaf in that.
Really bad.
I thought that description.
Oh, that's actually a.
Do you taste coffee bean?
No. I thought that description sounded terrible, but that doesn't, that tastes like an IPA.
It smells nice.
It does taste like an IPA. It's very.
I smell tea.
It doesn't have like a.
Yeah.
It doesn't have like a strong finish or anything. It's very smooth.
Tea on your palate.
Oh, this is fucking good. You suck. This is fucking delicious.
That's a good beer, man.
So what is that? Mother Road what?
Mother Earth Brewing Company.
Mother
that's
Earth
pretty
what?
Good, man. I'm not going to lie. That's a good one.
Because I want that.
Mother Earth Brewing Company.
That's the name of the
Say When IPA.
Say when. All right. I got to find that because that's fucking delicious.
I'm not going to say when because I don't want this to stop.
God damn it. Yeah, this chai is God damn it. And I can't have another beer until I finish this. I feel like I need a chaser for this fucking beer. It's that fucking bad.
Jesus.
It's so fucking bad.
Well, here.
All right. Let's, fucker.
Charles, what'd you make yourself?
I made myself a Powerade with some vodka.
Such
Powerade?
Ghetto-ass drink. Powerade and vodka. I took two things that I just happened to have and I put them together.
That's Faderade, bro.
Faderade?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a...
Faderade.
You should have made some Tucker Max Death Mix or what is the stuff from Sunny?
Oh, Riot Punch.
Riot Punch. Should have made some fucking Riot Punch.
Hold on.
What do they put in Riot Punch?
It's mostly grain alcohol. I think wasn't there like Kool-Aid or something? I can't even remember.
Let's see. Fruit-flavored drinks such as Kool-Aid mixed with large quantities of grain alcohol in order to make an inconspicuous, intoxicating beverage that can be consumed in public.
No, it wasn't inconspicuous because I think they said it's mostly grain alcohol. All right. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Nerdship,
whatever. Start.
I actually stumbled upon some news while you guys were doing your beers.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew about this.
I'm Googling it right now.
Apparently, there's going to be an animated Diablo series on Netflix.
An animated Diablo series?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, that's crazy.
Is that a good thing?
It could be.
That could be.
I never finished Castlevania. I should go back and finish that.
It's very anime style.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it because it was just like.
I like the Castlevania series. I wish it was longer.
Well, I think that's what I didn't like about it. Is that it was just like. What was it three episodes or four?
Yeah, like right when it got good, it was over. Nope. I'm like, what the fuck? Why right? even bother?
Right?
Oh, this could be good.
It's supposed to be longer.
This could be good. So it was a tweet from the screenwriter from Hellboy that said he's on board to write it.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I love Hellboy, man.
I did too. I wish they would have came out with the third one. I'll be honest.
Holy shit! Yeah, if that happens,
I don't know, man. That second one was pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. I mean, it wasn't X-Men too bad.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't awful. Like, I mean, could have been better.
That first one was fucking perfect. It was
the first
it
one
was fantastic. Movie. Actually, that was
I'll give you that.
When you could download movies off of Netflix, that was like the first movie I downloaded was Hellboy because it's that good. I really like that fucking movie.
Yeah, I read three Hellboy comics that my roommate gave me.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed because one of them was part one of a two-part series. Part two of the two-part series is missing.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay.
Great. Google it.
Yeah, so you started reading. You're like, why am I fucking reading this if I can't even finish it?
Well, like he gave me a stack of like six comics.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that only three of them were Hellboy. Because I read those three, and then I go in through the other ones, and I'm like, these are all Battle Angel Alita. Where's the other fucking Hellboy comic? So, Sad Panda.
Sad.
You must really love that.
If you drink it faster, it goes away faster. Mad goosebumps. Look how big. Look at that shit.
Man, this one I just wish could last forever.
That is a really good beer. I'm not going to lie.
Jesus
really
Christ.
What was the one that I got you that was really good?
I don't remember.
Tangerine.
Oh, the tangerine one was pretty good. It was like juicy.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Juicy.
Well, the apricot ale. All
right. Let's address the elephant in the room and talk about the classic consoles that everyone keeps
PlayStation,
making. So now PlayStation fucking has one for reasons. I don't understand why. Like,
because it's a cash grab.
It is.
It is
huge
a
cash grab.
It is.
So they have one, and how many games does it have on it?
20.
Dude, I know
and
two
it comes with two
people.
Controllers.
I know two people who've already pre-ordered it, and they haven't even announced which games are officially going to be on it.
I think they have announced a few, right?
They've like, announced like six.
Look, if right, Jet 20. Moto 2 isn't on it, I'm just over it. I'm already over it. Because
what? It was like Final Fantasy or something like that.
Final Fantasy 7.
Like Final Fantasy 7, Wild Arms,
Wild,
Tekken
oh, yeah.
3, Jumping Flash of all fucking games.
Jumping Flash? What the fuck is that?
Oh, dude, Jumping Flash is terrible.
What about Parappa the Rapper?
The
is that going to be on it?
Oh, yeah. What about Parappa?
That's a classic.
Probably not, dude. They just remastered that for 4K like a year ago.
I would buy...
Yeah, but I mean...
I would pay $100 for a console that just had Parappa on it.
Then go buy a used PlayStation. Well, it does come with two controllers, which is, you know, nice, but...
Tekken 3, Ridge Racer Type 4... Jumping Flash,
okay,
Final Fantasy VII.
I need two
Arms.
Games. So that's all that's been announced so far?
5 of 20.
All right, so I need two games on there. Jet Moto 2.
Okay.
And Intelligent Cube.
I liked Intelligent,
Intelligent
Cube.
Intelligent Cube.
Okay. Okay.
Politics.
See, and you know...
it's fucking
okay,
awesome.
Now that you brought that game up, I'm still pissed off at my sister about that.
Why?
She let one of our other friends borrow all of our stuff. The PS2, Intelligence Cube, a bunch of games... That's the one game we never got back.
Dude, that game was great.
That game is amazing.
IQ.
I just love when you get knocked over. You get fucking bowled over by a block and it's all, again. You're like, fuck you. And then they just roll off all fast. Like,
yeah,
well, let's go reset this so we can kill you again. Yeah, that was a good ass fucking game.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Agreed.
I could play that again.
So if it doesn't have those two games, I'm out. I mean,
all
I'm already out.
All I ever played was the demo.
I'm already out. But let's be honest.
I just don't understand it. Like... You know, I
it's nostalgia,
kind of,
man. It's
I
just
kind
the nostalgia
of understand
thing.
Like Nintendo and Sega and whatever else or whatever else they want to put out. But PlayStation, like I still have my PS3 that can play PS1 games on it.
I have a PS2 somewhere. I think it's in the closet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the why?
And
what's the point?
Here's the thing, though. Like, you guys are more the exception than the like the average person literally just sells their old console to buy a new one. So most of the people they're trying to sell this to don't have any of their other shit.
You mean regular people don't have like a closet full of Dreamcasts and Ataris?
I know.
No.
You got a closet full of broken Dreamcasts.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of shit in this closet right here behind this wall. And just like, hey, man, you got a Dreamcast? Yeah, but I don't have the video cable. Hey, dude, you got an Atari fucking 2600? Yeah, but the power cord's severed. It is really just a closet full of broken dreams.
I don't know. It's just hard for me to justify, especially with the price that they put on it.
Not only that, so like I almost kind of get the Nintendo thing because Nintendo's been around for 30 something years,
right.
40 years almost, right? 86. How old am I? So 30 years, and the PlayStation came out in the 90s. Man, like, are we that? We're 20 years as nostalgic now? Like, it was only 20 years ago.
It's fucking stupid. Like, nostalgia is a billion-dollar market.
It really is.
It really is.
We still go watch Star Wars movies, you know? We still buy Nintendos.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's almost 25 years old. It came out in 1994.
Damn.
Oh, I'm bad with time. I feel like the 90s were 20 years ago. I just don't want to feel old.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's just crazy that they keep doing this. Like I said, I understand with the Nintendo, if they did a Sega one or whatever.
Super Atari
Nintendo,
did one, too.
But it's just, I just don't understand the PlayStation one at all. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't either.
There's a lot
especially
of back...
Most of these games you can get on
PSN. I
don't
the choices they're making as far as games.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool if they have, like, some really... Like, like the PlayStation and the PlayStation 2 had really good catalogs, like really random games that you're never going to be able to get again. But if those are on those retro consoles, fuck
but
yeah,
a lot of them you can buy on like the PlayStation Store. They've been remastered or whatever, and the games that were good that you remember.
Because I know, like, I have Final Fantasy VII on my PS4.
Yeah, so do I.
And it's just like I play it every now and then, but. Am I willing to spend $100 just to buy, you know, some of these games?
No.
Like, unless there's Blasto on there.
You know what? That would have been a better idea because, like, because there's, like, of the five, there's two games that I'm interested in. The other three, I don't give a flying fuck about. The two RPGs. So I think if they were smart, they would release, like, a PlayStation Classic RPG with just RPG games or PlayStation Classic Fighter.
Right? The 90s, the 90s were like the golden era of RPGs in America.
Really was.
But like, not all of these games are going to appeal to everybody where they could release specific consoles for specific demographics that enjoy certain types of games.
Right? This is like a whole kind of like Fighting Edition.
Like, I can
Racing Edition.
Go on PSN and buy Wild Arms and Final Fantasy VII for $5 each. There, right. $10. I can play it. Nostalgia fulfilled.
Right.
I don't need to buy a fucking $100.
And how much
console.
Has the controller changed?
It hasn't.
Nothing. There's a speaker in the middle of it now.
Right?
Yeah.
And the start button's a pain in the dick to get to.
Yeah. But I mean, really, like, that's it. It still feels like you're playing a PlayStation at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the graphics are way downgraded.
Dude. PS1 graphics.
That's the one thing
rough.
I'm worried about. Like, man, that's going to look like fucking trash, dude.
Yeah, on a 4K TV.
I know, yeah. Well,
dude.
Yeah, Final Fantasy, like, have you played it? You have it on PS4, right?
Yeah,
it looks rough.
I'm going to wait for the PlayStation Classic Pro to come out with the 4K graphics.
What, the PS4 Pro?
No, the PlayStation Classic Pro.
PlayStation Classic Pro.
With 4K, yeah. Real nice, smooth transition.
And a bigger hard drive, but still no internet connection.
It's the Bob Vila edition. It's this old console.
Is it going to have internet connectivity? Or is it going to be...
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, will you be able to download... That's
I'm not going to lie. Like, see if they gave you multiplayer with some of these games, like Tekken 3, that'd be fucking great.
See, and that's something that's like would be appealing. Like, if you could actually get multiplayer for some of these old fighting games, I would totally do it. Because like,
dude.
Who's buying these?
They have multiplayer because it comes with two controllers.
Right. Yeah. And who's buying these? There's two types of people that are buying these. People that want to force their kids by the shitty games they played when they were kids. And people who want to relive their youth. And now people are in their 30s, 40s, however old. And they played those games with their friends. Well, now their friends live in fucking New Jersey or something.
Yeah.
Like, and they can't play with them. If you did an internet connectivity thing, you'd be like, oh, this is, you guys put on your headsets, talk to each other, and you're playing Tekken 3 like you did fucking 25 years ago.
See, that'd be worth it.
Yeah, that would be. Honestly. I mean, well, I mean, again, but like Chester said, you could also download them for $5. And, you know, not have to deal with that shit.
Yep.
Oh, bringing up this nostalgia thing. Okay, did you see the whole thing with Seth Rogen, by chance?
No.
And Duck Hunt?
Duck Hunt?
Yeah. So I guess him and his sister were playing Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt.
And so the first person, you know, obviously is doing all the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you can plug in the second controller, and the second controller can control which direction the duck is flying.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, he didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that when I was a kid. Me and my brother used to torture each other all the time. It was fucking hilarious.
Did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
So I thought it was pretty cool. Like, you know, all this stuff. And I obviously have a brother and sister that I played video games with. But if I would have known that, it would have been all out war.
Oh, it was awesome. So what I would do is I would just start taking off diagonally and then dive back into the ground. Because my brother would think I'm flying off the screen. Oh, it was great. It was hilarious.
So this headline from Fox News Radio reads, Seth Rogen reveals 25-year-old duck hunt secret.
It's not a secret.
Thanks, Fox News. Fox News?
Faux news.
Fox News.
Dude, yeah. I guess maybe it wasn't heavily advertised, but yeah, you could totally do it. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Torture your sibling simulator. That was like the first one. It's great. Before Super Mario or new Super Mario Brothers, where you can like add and delete blocks while people are trying to jump through there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was like the original Torture Your Siblings game. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, if I would have known. Thanks, Ryan.
Well, I guess I get my time machine ready and go back and tell Child Lorenzo how to torture Child Andreas.
That'd be perfect. I mean, you know, he's only tortured me for 34 years.
I feel like you guys have literally been alive for the same amount of time, and you would just torture each other for the same amount of time.
No, never. I'm an angel. Right.
So, in more depressing news, Telltale Games is shutting down.
Depressing for you.
I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I don't really
I know it's depressing either. For some people. I'm indifferent. I didn't enjoy any of those games.
I bet Dirk is in a pool of his own tears right now.
He probably is.
Yeah. He liked those.
Really?
I don't know. He liked those Choose Your Own Adventure games. I didn't like them. Like,
that's so stupid.
I got the Walking.
Some of them were good.
I got the Walking Dead one. I just could not get into it. I'm like, this is dumb.
The
like,
Wolf Among Us was really good.
Jesus then, like, Christ, I need to fucking stab people.
And then the Batman one. I couldn't get into the Batman one. I tried the Borderlands one. I couldn't get into it. I was just like,
Borderlands one was terrible.
I'm fucking over this
Chris
shit.
Chris Hardwick, awful voice actor.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I was just like, is this over? Because if it's over, then I'll finish it. But if it's not, then I'm just turning it off.
Yeah, right.
I played the first episode of the Game of Thrones one, and that was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had all the anxiety of Game of Thrones. There was a fucking story twist where a main character died, and I was like, no, he was,
you know what?
He was supposed to be the hero.
Something like that might work. Something like Batman, where you need constant action,
yeah.
And Walking Dead, where there's always something coming at you. I feel like, or even Borderlands, it feels like it doesn't work. That feels like it would probably work.
Where it's an actual story.
Where it's story, yeah. Character driven, right. Yeah.
You're just making it, like, you're just brought a graphic novel to yeah. life, is all you're doing.
Yeah, that
there.
Actually
You're just bringing
sense.
It to life.
It was good, and you had all the anxiety of, like, did I make the right choice? Like, oh my god, did I just fuck up the whole like, future
how many
of Westeros?
Are gonna fucking die because of this dumbass choice
exactly.
I made.
Exactly. It was
that.
It was
yeah, that one feels like it would work.
Anxiety ridden fun.
I think.
anxiety ridden fun.
Yeah. I think, what's it called, has that kind of on lockdown. Heavy Rain and Detroit.
Oh, Detroit?
Yeah.
Who has Detroit? Someone has that. Was that you?
I haven't got it yet, no.
Somebody.
I played the...
Played the demo.
You played... Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I played the demo as well.
Again, Dirk. I'll bring up Dirk again. He has
I do want to play that one, though. Everybody says, like, the story's really good in
yeah?
it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm never playing that shit, dude.
Maybe you will play never. It after... Red Dead.
I'm never
Nothing's
playing
happening
anything
after
else
after
yeah.
the end of the world.
Dude, so...
Oh, my God, dude.
I was, like, excited to get Assassin's Creed because it comes out in, like, 2 weeks. And
I'm waiting. I'm
now
not
I'm just...
It.
Yeah, now I'm just, like, I'm on the same train. I'm like, I better fucking wait.
I feel like I just ran on your fucking parade when I sent you that...
Yeah, we'd like, what would you, like, hey, that trailer for fucking Red Dead or the gameplay footage dropped. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, man, it's going to be badass. It's going to be totally bad. And then they said, like, some of it, you get to team up with John Marston. I'm like, oh, all right, cool.
I thought you were John Marston.
No, you're a different guy. I forgot his name.
He plays a different dude in the gang.
Yeah.
So
Juan, you're in the same,
Juan Marston?
You're in the same gang, but he's just one of the guys in the gang.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's there, and he comes on some stuff
and you
with
pretty
you.
Much locked down our posse name, right?
Yeah. It's the Cowboys of Moo Mesa. That's right. Who we are.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Cowboys.
Dude, I'm actually really excited about that.
You know what's going to be great? If we get really good at this game and people try to, like when you're doing the multiplayer, people try to fuck with us and we have the gayest fucking name on there and we're wrecking a house. That was, I want that to happen so fucking bad. Like, because it's Cowboys with an I, which is super gay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just the name is just super fucking
Cowboys
silly.
Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
Spell it with a K as well.
Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
Like, I'm going to sign us up for that fucking gang as soon as Rockstar Social Club lets do it. It's going to be great.
Have they said how big the posse can be yet or no? Or how
no,
many people
I
can
actually,
play together?
They haven't released any details.
Yeah, I was
it.
Curious about that this morning. Like, how many people... Because we have, you know, like, his brother and another guy at work have PS4s. Like, how many fucking people can we get in this posse and just wreck people? It'd be
I
fucking
hope it's
hilarious.
A decent size. Like, it'd be cool if you could get like a decent size of people.
Well,
because
a gang, you need like 10, 12 people, you know?
Yeah, no.
You can't rob a train with four people.
Yeah, you got to have a pretty good squad.
Yeah, man. You got to roll deep. Yeah.
You got to have everybody there.
It'd be great to have your brother and TJ could get in there.
Dylan.
Dylan. Well, TJ would be great because then Charles wouldn't be the only black guy.
That's the reason.
Then it wouldn't be awkward. I'd hate for it to be awkward. Yeah. So you and your brother are Hispanic. So you got two Hispanic guys. We're good there. We got two black guys. We're good there. Way too many white guys.
It's the old west.
It is the old west.
But you guys knew the west, so we would need your guys.
We need at least like one disheveled like Asian dude that like escaped from his slavery fucking making the railroads. We need like right. Matt. Matt's an Asian guy. We'll get Matt in there. Matt, I mean, he's not Chinese. He's Japanese, but close enough.
Does that count?
Huh?
I got the Asian thing. I got
yeah,
Asian
you're like
now,
147th Chinese or something. There you go. All right. You can fill two slots. We're good to go. We're
That's what she said.
Oh, shit. He's got the diphthalus. Anyway. Yeah, we'll be like the most racially diverse Western gang ever. It's going to be great. It's going to be like a fucking after school special.
Bro, we're the Cowboys of Moon Mesa.
We don't discriminate. Yeah. We don't hate. Yeah, dude. It looks like if you haven't watched the gameplay footage, you need to go fucking watch it because it looks fucking badass. It's going to be.
Between the footage and like all that came out the other day, like this game just looks like it's going to be an absolute monster.
You know what was really funny about what you just said? Is that Discord edited you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it was just like between all the gameplay footage and all of the blank that came out. I'm assuming you said shit and it didn't come through. That was hilarious.
It was too explicit, man.
It was too explicit.
Being censored.
Did he say the shit
Fuck
word?
The man.
Better cut this out. Yeah, dude, boy, it's going to be a monster. And then what?
Yeah,
so are they going to let, you think they'll let GTA just like slowly die? After that,
I don't know, man.
I think GTA is too big for that.
I don't know because they just released that huge update.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's too big for that. I think there's like, I mean, a lot of these people invest so much time into these games that they're not gonna just like, here you go.
I don't know that Gay Tony update was pretty big.
Yeah.
So, I maybe they end on a high note or do they keep going? And keep, I mean, that's a lot of development for two huge AAA titles to keep them going.
I don't think they're going to put as much time into GTA that they would have. I think they'll put it all on Red Dead, but I still think that they'll do like small
They'll still
things.
Take your money for shark cards.
Oh, fuck yeah, of course. Like, I think Zoe's got the right idea. I think they'll keep a small team working on updates for GTA. They just won't come out anywhere near as fast as they come out. I feel like it's been like every other month for the last like year.
Ryan's about to throw up that awful beer.
Oh.
You're missing out. You're missing out.
Come on. Come on. Keep it down, buddy. He really is about to puke.
This is a first, you guys.
Were there tea leaves at the bottom of the can or something?
Ryan is really struggling with that beer.
Oh, this is amazing.
You okay? You okay there, buddy? You okay?
You win. You win the whole year.
Oh. Hold on, I just popped open the live stream.
I see that.
Oh my god. Time to act like a professional.
Holy fuck.
Oh, dude. I almost lost it. I almost fucking lost it. That's so fucking gross.
Ryan, you look like you just had a near-death experience.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I almost died a couple of times. I choked on a piece of chicken from Domino's Pizza.
No, go on.
Really? I have to hear the backstory.
Have you ever choked like really fucking choked where like someone had to give you CPR?
No.
Dude, my brother, not CPR, but chest compressions.
Heimlich?
My brother had to give me the fucking Heimlich.
For real?
Yeah, like I was really fucking choking the chicken.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it was fucking scary. Like I almost ran into the van going about 80 miles an hour. I almost hit an elk going 60. Yeah, man. One time I drove blacked out and I woke up in my bathtub covered in my own vomit, laying on my back. So I could have choked on my own puke. I could have went out like Elvis, like a gangster.
Damn,
yeah, but someone found me. And then called all my asshole friends and was like, Ryan's passed out in the bathtub. I don't know what to do. And they're like, call an ambulance. Is he naked? Like, yeah, he took all his clothes off and he got in the bathtub and he threw up on himself. Like, I'm not coming over. And then I came to Hold in up. That moment, and I rolled over on my stomach, and I did, like, I put my finger up to my lips and raised my feet in the air to try to look all
Red
adorable.
Red Dead Online's open. Oh, it's not open, but they have a beta.
What?
Red Dead Online beta.
All right, show's over. Thanks for coming out, everyone. We're out of here.
He's going to launch it.
I will read this and tell you more in a moment.
All right. So there's all the times I almost died. Yeah, shit happens.
Okay. So Red Dead Online is planned for launch in November, which is actually after the game is released, initially as a public beta. So they're just launching it and opening it up and saying, like, there's going to be bugs.
That, cool. Here That's it fun. Is. That
works for me.
Find the bugs for us.
I don't give a shit.
Great. Hey, see, we are the beta testers.
Yeah.
Yep.
God.
That's fine.
We were just talking about this with 2K.
I don't care. That just means we get the game sooner. I'm fine with that.
They're like the first company that's come out and pretty much said it. Like, mm-hmm. Yep, we're releasing the game in beta.
But they're releasing the single player, like, fully developed.
Yeah.
It's the online mode that is going to be in beta. And they probably have to do, like, stress tests on the, you know, servers and shit, which is fine. So just open it up to the public and see if the servers can handle it. Expect crashes.
Dude, it's been what? How long has 2K been out? Week and a half?
No, over 2 weeks. Closer to 2 weeks.
And it's still broken as shit.
It's still broken.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, TJ's having a real hard time.
Dude, every time we ask him about it, he's like, nah, I still can't connect.
Yeah, he can't connect to the server. I'll play like a few games, and then I'll get booted, and it'll say that I can't connect, and then I have to sit there and try to log in. And then I'll log in, I'll play one game, and it'll kick me out again. It's like, dude, fuck that.
Hey, speaking of Red Dead, aren't we giving away a copy?
We are.
Correct.
We have not talked about that once on the show.
Oh, we should. Well, I was going to announce it at the beginning of October.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, then never mind. Don't say it.
We can talk about it now. We're going to give away a copy of Red Dead 2.
No, don't tell anybody.
On the console of your choice.
But you have to be part of the posse.
Unless Switch is your choice.
Is it coming out on Switch? Yeah. Oh, God. I was like, no.
Console of choice, as long as that choice includes either PlayStation 4 or Xbox One.
But I'll do that at the beginning of November once we get closer to the launch date.
Okay, yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody, though. It's a secret. No, I announced it when I had the great idea when I was drunk, and I threw it out on Facebook at like 11 p.m. while I was wasted. But yeah, no, we'll do that at the beginning of October.
Okay.
okay.
Dude, I'm fucking dying.
You'll get a signed copy from all of us. We'll sign it.
Yeah, you want us to sign? Like, don't you know? We won't sign it because I'm going to order it from Amazon and have it shipped directly to someone's house. But I'll ask them to sign it with other people's names. Can you sign it with our names?
Can you have four people just sign it for
just
us?
Just scribble some shit.
Yeah, like, the dude who throws it in the box, can you send him to sign it?
Charles, you're sounding worse than ever.
I know. But you sound better than when you're here.
Did you drop the mic in your drink?
Did you spill the drink on your mic? All right, guys, let's talk about the real elephant in the room.
The other elephant in the room?
Batman's dick.
That dong, though.
Oh, wow.
That dong.
I gotta be honest with you, I'm super disappointed with Batman's dick.
That dong. Why?
Somehow I knew that's what you would say.
That's a pretty penis.
It's got a good length, right, for a soft dick, but it's a little thin. You know, I expected a little more girth from the Batman.
It's flaccid.
Maybe he's a grower, not a shrimp.
Hey, that's what I was going
to
say.
It's only in comparison to his thighs. He's got some gigantic thighs.
He does. So I expected some of that muscle movement to work its way.
It's
like,
almost as
I
thick as his
have
wrist.
A big muscular cock.
That's definitely not how it works.
It's almost as thick as his wrist.
It's not as veiny as his wrist, but it's almost as thick.
Does he wear a watch on it? Or
he's got a fucking Apple Watch around his dick.
It's clubbing time.
Incoming text from Robin.
Set to vibrate.
I need you to text me every night at 10 p.m. Why? What do you want me to say? Whatever you want. Just text me what you're feeling.
It's got a Nightwing. It's got a Nightwing skin. What is it, Dick?
How come you make me call you Batman, but you always call me by my first name? Don't worry about it, Dick. Are you literally talking to your dick right now?
No. Oh, I'm hanging up. Text me again.
Oh, man. I'm so glad we talked about Batman's dick.
It was nice that it was shrouded by darkness, though. It was a very classy choice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, well-lit?
Yeah, just, like, a spotlight and, like, hey, we just showed Batman's dick. Did you guys see that? No, it was just like, hey, he took all of his suit off.
A single ray of light.
So we were talking about this. We were talking about this at work earlier. Is it like way too difficult to wear underwear under the bat suit? Does he have to be nude underneath there?
He's probably. Feel,
could you imagine getting a wedgie or something?
Dude,
in that?
I feel like he could throw some tidy whities, some chonies on, and just like.
I would assume he wears bat briefs or something,
right? Or like
yeah,
the like
he's not. He's
boxer briefs. Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't need
like
to be
briefs
nude
or
the
picture
suit.
Pictures of boxers.
What
kind of dog?
Like a jock strap or something.
Well, now you're turning it into a fetish thing, right? Because if he's just nude under that leather and rubber suit, that's just a creepy fucking fetish thing.
Shit, dude. He's right? A leather daddy.
Yeah.
He is. Batman's a leather daddy. Because if he has underwear on, he just wears the suit for protection. But he wants his dick to rub up against it.
That's just crazy that
I want to feel the power.
I mean, until this whole entire thing came on, I'd never really thought what Batman wore under the suit. But now
he must wear a jock strap or something. Come on, he needs support.
Well, then why wasn't he? Because he got out of the car and stripped all his clothes off. Why you're like I strip off my suit, all right, and I'm covered
stripped off everything.
Why the underwear? Why the underwear?
I'm still trying to figure out the context.
Or this jockstrap, or the
what is it about?
The dick sock.
He's not a never nude.
Wasn't he like? Didn't he get stabbed
a
or something?
A never
and,
nude.
I don't know.
Really?
Like he takes off his bat suit and he's wearing cutoffs,
cutoff jean shorts.
Yeah, cutoff jean shirts.
I want to see that.
That would be amazing.
I want to see that Photoshop.
I'll work on it.
Okay. Just Photoshop some cutoff jean shorts over Batman's dung.
That's going to be the Photoshop for the episode.
All right. Perfect.
Nice.
Never nude. Batman, the never nude series.
That's right.
Great. Oh, Jesus. I'm so glad we talked about Batman's dick. I think I cried a little bit when I was laughing.
Oh. What part was it? Dick Grayson?
It was the fucking watch on his dick, man. Fucking shit.
Fucking dick bit, son.
I'm hanging up. Text me.
That's right.
Dick bit. Look at that.
Oh,
I moved it 50 yards today.
Somebody busy. Don't call me.
Look at how many steps. 6,000 steps today.
All right. You found, one more interesting story right at the end.
Yes.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
The one about the dad getting his toddler to climb inside a prize machine?
No.
The one about the octopus is taking ecstasy?
One more.
I don't remember any others.
It was about thieves stealing diarrhea medication.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Did you keep that open?
So? Yeah, it's in Warwick.
Oh, yeah. Warwick? Warwick Davis?
No.
They stole diarrhea medicine from Warwick Davis.
Yes.
That poor
rude. That poor
midget.
Little,
poor poor
little, yay. That's a derogatory term.
Midget?
It's little person.
Yeah, you can't say midget anymore.
Yeah.
But they're not people.
But they're not people.
They're only partly people.
Whoa.
That's like calling an android a human.
Can I call him
partly
a half
human?
Man. Can I call him half man?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
As the show's resident android.
I mean, George Martin can do it, so why can't you?
All right, then. Call them halflings.
Yeah, the free folk can say it.
The free folk.
Jesus Christ.
I want to know more about people stealing diarrhea medication. This would be a high note to go out on.
Yeah, so apparently there's two people that were going into a store and were stealing $200 worth of diarrhea medication.
That's a lot of diarrhea medication. Now,
and it happened multiple times in 2 weeks.
Was it Do they have a brand preference?
I have no idea.
Was all Imodium?
Well,
that's weird. Can you make a drug out of diarrhea medicine? Or, like, is there a reason why?
Medicine?
Like, I understand stealing Sudafed because you can make meth out of it.
Right.
But why diarrhea medicine?
For some odd reason, this brought me totally back to...
This says three incidents.
Three?
It says, in all three incidents, the two suspects stole over-the-counter anti-diarrhea medication totaling over $200 in value.
That's a lot.
Suspects are described as a white woman between 20 and 30 years old wearing red pants and a dark shirt, and a black man between 20 and 30 years old wearing dark pants and a red shirt.
Oh, they're doing butt stuff and she can't hang. That's what's going on.
If you know.
Oh. He's stirring her up too bad.
That's probably what it is, man.
Right? She gives a new meaning to the term mud shark.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Butt mud shark.
This says apparently opioid addicts can get a cheap high on diarrhea pills.
For real?
According to this USA Today article.
All right.
Yes, people really using anti-diarrhea pills to get high.
All right. What? I have an experiment. Oh. I'm going to go take a bunch of Vicodins. And you guys are going to take me down to Walgreens. I'm going to get a bunch of Imodium AD. And I'm going to take it right behind the Vicodin and see if I get more fucked up.
So I guarantee that USA Today published this article before these robberies started happening, and that's why the robberies are happening.
What? Do you think they fucking...
I think these people read the news.
Whoa.
So, we should do this. So you think that that's what it is? They read
the news?
Hey,
baby, you got red pants and a black shirt?
Hey, baby. You wear the red pants you wore last New Year's? Yeah, pick those up. Let's go.
I got diarrhea. We need to go.
That's why he had black pants on.
He wore his brown pants.
400 generic capsules can be bought for as low as $10. So holy shit, how much were they stealing?
$10 for how many?
400 generic capsules.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
That's a lot of diarrhea.
Yeah.
They're sitting on a warehouse full of shit.
I bought diarrhea medicine like 4 years ago. I haven't even gone through the small box yet.
Drug addicts are taking anywhere from 50 to 300 capsules daily.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Are you serious?
To induce a euphoric high that is akin to heroin, morphine, or Oxycontin, according to a 2016 study published.
Holy shit.
The Annals of Emergency Medicine.
The Annals?
I see what they did there.
Yeah.
I still have bile in my throat, by the way.
Holy shit.
That's fucked up.
300 pills.
Well.
A day.
Well, like I said at the beginning of the episode, forget mainstream media, because this is where you learn all your news.
Yeah.
If you want to get high, go steal a whole shitload of diarrhea medicine.
At these high doses, it has been reported to cause serious heart problems and even death.
That's probably why you're getting high, because your body's dying. So,
yeah.
Don't listen to us when you leave the note for your mom when she finds your body. Tell her you heard it on Fox News or wherever
you're
CNN or whatever.
The dying gets you high?
USA Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's the new craze.
Yeah.
Dying.
So you read that on USA Today. Make sure you write that before you take a whole bunch of diarrhea medicine. I don't want to be responsible for your death.
Jeez. Between 2011 and 2014, National Poison Data System found a 71% increase in calls related to loperamide usage.
Huh.
71% increase. So before that, people were still taking too much anti-diarrhea pills.
How did you find this out? Like, you know what? I'm going to take a bunch of fucking diarrhea.
Wouldn't you get blocked up? I feel like...
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Like, I take those...
How do you shit?
When I get the shits real bad, like, I'll take, like, one or two a day because I'm afraid I'm going to get all backed up. I didn't know you could take 300 a day, so... Great.
Dude,
it's good news. That's good to know.
Good news for you.
Yeah. So, don't forget to check out our Facebook page, Twitter, nofunshow.com, and stay tuned to the Facebook page because...
Patreon.
The very beginning of November, I'm going to have that giveaway for
October.
Red Dead 2.
Don't wait till November.
Wait till November. Like, you got several days to get in on this. No, sorry. Yeah, in a week and a half-ish, I'll have the announcement for the giveaway.
So are you going to pre-order it for people that we're encouraging not to pre-order?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Order sorry. It? You. I will. Well, kind
you,
of.
You will not get it on release day.
No. I'll do the announcement a couple days before it comes out. I'll do it on Amazon. Okay. They're pretty good about shipping on time. So. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Long will, you like order it by Saturday, it'll be.
Yeah, I'll barely pre-order. I'll do like a week before instead of 3 months.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep whatever comes with it. All sorry. Right. I'm gonna get the sweet cowboy hat. So also we got the Patreon. Thanks, Chris.
Actually,
get over there and
check
us out.
There's an event on GTA Online. If you complete this event, you get a stone hatchet in Red Dead Redemption
2. Oh, I already did one where I got like a gun.
Did you
already
start the event?
I got a gun. And a different treasure hunt event. Okay. They had a while ago. So yeah. I want to kill you guys.
I'm going to kill you guys.
I'm going to kill everybody.
All right. Well, for episode 49, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
I'm Max Headroom.
Thanks for coming by.
And we're the Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.